The Broken Spell, Never Look Back by Erica McGann and read by Amy McAllister. Weeds, weeds, and more weeds. The demon's eyes, fiery red in the darkness, narrowed to slits as its almighty roar shook the world around them. Grace's straight brown hair shone in the moonlight, cascading down the black silk cloak that billowed in the howling wind. Gripping the ruby-encrusted dagger in her right hand and raising it above her head, she took one fleeting look at the surrounding forest. They were there, the four shadows that confirmed her friends were strategically hidden amongst the trees.
"Your time has come," the demon growled, thick saliva dripping from its elongated fangs. "I'll devour your still-beating heart and all your power will be mine."
"Come and get it, demon," shouted Grace.
The creature's claws curled tight as it sprang forward, missing Grace by inches as she dodged to the right. Screeching in frustration, the demon threw itself towards her feet, missing again as she leapt impossibly high into the air and hovered. Her cloak spread wide in the night sky before she dived to the ground and plunged the dagger deep into the demon's chest. Its horrible screams echoed throughout the woods, but with superhuman strength, Grace kept her grip on the hilt of the knife. The demon's claws encircled Grace's throat, squeezing and cutting into her skin.
"Foolish girl," it croaked. "You're mine now."
Grace hissed in agony, but leaned on the dagger, pushing it further and further into the monster's flesh. A sudden flash of reflected moonlight signaled the cavalry, Grace's four friends, Jenny, Rachel, Una, and Adie. Their silver ropes wrapped around the demon's wrists, pulling them away from Grace's neck towards the ground. The demon, spread wide with each of its tethered limbs held by one of her friends, writhed pathetically before lying still. Then Grace stood slowly and pulled the dagger from the demon's lifeless body. The creature's remains vanished in a puff of black smoke.
"He nearly had you then,"
Rachel said, her porcelain brow creased with worry. Grace glanced at her own reflection in the dagger's blade and smiled.
"Nope," she drawled. "His heart wasn't in it."
"Grace, are you paying attention?"
"Huh?"
Grace snapped out of her daydream. She was back in Mrs. Quinlan's kitchen, with its musty cat smell and roughly drawn weeds on the homemade blackboard.
"Well,"